Body Rocks, yeah. It's 98FM. It's the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Good morning.
More importantly, Cooper and Luke, yeah, we do our stuff, but it's all held together by the glue that is producer Sue.
Good morning.
Welcome back and all that stuff.
Thanks a million. I was going to tell you about my holiday, but I want to tell you about something else.
Show me a slideshow, look.
That happened prior to my holiday, right? So it's just in Dunn's, which is around the corner. And three lads approached me. Approached me while I was looking at a few of Dunn's cushions. And they were both in their, I'd say, no, the three of them were probably mid to late 20s, let's say.
Yeah.
And they said, "Here, missus, can we ask you something?"
Are they howies?
They said, "Here, missus, can we ask you something?"
That's howies.
And I said, "Yeah, of course you can." And they said, "What's the best way to get fake tan off?" And I obviously just looked at them so blindly that they felt they needed to show me the proof that they were in a pickle. So one of them lifted up his t-shirt and showed me his whole back, and it was covered in the most disgusting fake tan stains.
Oh no.
And I kind of looked at them and I have no answer for it because I don't know how to get it off. And I just said, probably time is the best way. A bit cringe at that answer. And then the rest of them were like, she told you, time. You have to keep that on you. And so then I said, well, actually, I think I've heard shaving foam is one. Now, I don't know if that's a myth from my teenage years that the girls were like, I'll try shaving foam, that will get it off. But so they went on their way. He said, okay, I'll try that later. So if you've tried it and it didn't work, I'm sorry.
You should have said some sort of like baby oil and the lads have to massage it into his pants.
So the lads had definitely, like, he'd fallen asleep or something like that the night before?
100%. I'd say they'd been out at a house party and they got the tan out.
I woke up at a house party. I remember having to work the next day. One of my sideburns was shaved halfway up to my head and I was missing half an eyebrow.
That way it's still gone.
Now it's the fashion, hun.
We did the same thing to a guy at his first day at college. I think I actually can find the video. He'll kill me for everybody. He's in Australia, so he'll never hear of us shaving one of his eyebrows off for the first day of college. I'm trying to think, what's the worst?
Eyebrows is pretty bad. If someone shaved off my eyebrows at a house party, there would be no friendship left.
Okay,
we would be enemies for life.
087-798-9898. Worst thing that is you've done or happened to you at a house party?
I've forgotten her name.
Oh, God.
Waking up Dublin.
98FM's Big. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. And our producer, Suze, was telling us that just before she went away, you got approached in Dunn Stores.
Yeah, three lads in a bit of a pickle. One covered in fake tan, obviously fell asleep at a house party. Two mates got the fake tan and covered his whole back.
Yeah. Lads.
Yeah.
You're asking, what's the worst thing that's happened to you at a house party? I've had an eyebrow and a sideburn shaved off. Luke has done that to somebody. Because you're mad.
Yeah, we're still friends, though.
Steve, good morning.
Morning, lads. How are you?
Hi, yeah, Steve.
Really good. Thanks very much. So, whereabouts in college were you when this incident happened?
I was in GMIT in Galway.
Go on, the GMIT massive.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So,
why do people from Galway always talk about how Galway is the greatest county in the world? Just a quick question.
It just is. Okay. I mean, just come to the Galway races and you'll find out.
Okay, apart from the 1 week that happens in the year, what else is there?
That's about it.
The Oyster Festival.
Nah. That's about it. That's all we've got.
That's it. It's a horse racing. Okay,
horse racing,
listen.
Drinking.
What happened to your friend in college? What did you do?
Well, we were on the night out and he's just a bit of a cock block, to be fair, and he was annoying a load of us. So we went back to the house party at about 4:30. He fell asleep and he's a real prominent unibrow. So I was just looking at him and thought, this would be one way to keep him quiet. So I took him through your razor and I shaved down both his eyebrows and left the unibrow.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So a square in between his eyes.
Yeah, right in the middle. It was like something in Futurama. Yeah, like, follow morning, woke up looking at us. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen. He didn't even notice for about 4 or 5 hours. He went home and then his mother quizzed him on what the hell happened. That was kind of how we found out. Yeah, that's what we did. So
I need to go back to college, man. I miss those times.
I'm still doing it now.
And just you're scaring anybody whose kids are going to college now in September,
exactly,
especially
yeah.
To go away. All right, thanks, Steve. Look after yourself.
All right, enjoy.
All right, cheers.
Care,
bye. 98 FM.